It's Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. Recently, President Donald Trump told federal agencies to stop doing racial sensitivity training. He called these kinds of trainings, quote, anti-American propaganda. But the city of Austin has, for at least several years now, placed a lot of value on diversity and inclusion training for their employees. KUT discovered that last year, nearly all of the city's transportation department employees sat through a diversity training that was later described as damaging and harmful. In response, the city restricted a company from doing diversity training with city employees ever again. It's not the first time the city's held an employee training that may have done more harm than good. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey is here to tell us more. Hi, Audrey.
Hi, Jennifer.
So you found out through your reporting that in August of 2019, employees with the City of Austin Transportation Department attended a diversity training. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so employees were told at the close of the fiscal year they had to attend a meeting to go over department finances, safety protocol, and there would also be an hour-long diversity training. And what I know about the diversity training is through a detailed memo sent by employees to heads of the department after the training took place. And these employees detailed all the ways in which this training was, as they described it, quote, emotionally and professionally damaging.
Wow, Audrey, so why was it so bad?
Well, so many reasons. So first off, the trainer in this diversity training misdefined several terms, including the term race. So on day one of the training, he said race was someone's nationality. Now, if that were true, all citizens of the United States would be of the same race. The trainer also expressed surprise that people would choose their own gender, saying, quote, I guess parents are letting kids decide their own gender. In another example that employees detailed in their memo, the trainer asked Austin Transportation Department workers to shout out examples of derogatory terms so that they could hear examples of what not to say to people. Now, I reached out to several Austin Transportation Department employees, but they either didn't respond to me or didn't want to talk about the experience. But I shared the description of this training with experts. Kevin Coakley works in the African American Studies Department at UT Austin and has himself done diversity trainings.
Honestly, it felt like a parody on how not to do a diversity training. Like it was easily the worst description or recounting of a diversity training sort of experience that I've ever come across.
So how did this training come about?
So the city, as many companies do, has an ongoing contract with an employee assistance program. It's called Dear Oaks, and they provide counseling and training for employees of the city of Austin, but also other large agencies in Texas, including the State Health Agency and UT San Antonio. So the city has paid this company about $1 million over the past 4 years, and department heads can reach out to them to request training for their employees, which is what I'm told happened in this case. Human resources within the city's transportation department reached out to Dear Oaks to say we'd like to do a diversity training for our employees, and this is what they were provided with. Dear Oaks did not respond to my request for a comment, but the city did tell me that they'd never received a complaint about a training the company had done until this Austin Transportation Department training.
But Audrey, this isn't the first time the city's had a bad and offensive diversity training, right?
No, Jennifer, it's not. So in 2014, people might remember that Austin elected its first ever majority female city council. A couple months after this election and after those women took office, the city held a seminar for staff on how to work with women. In that, two presenters made all these sexist comments about women, that women ask more questions than men, they don't like considering financial arguments when making decisions. And when the Austin American Statesman broke this story, there was condemnation from the city council and across the city. And actually, the assistant city manager who organized the training ended up resigning later that year.
How did the city react to this more recent Austin transportation training?
Well, a spokesperson declined my request to talk to the director of Austin Transportation about this training, but told me over email that the department is doing a number of things in response. They've appointed an employee to lead on equity issues in the department, created a working group of employees to advise leadership on equity issues, and even put some of the transportation's budget toward a citywide effort for diversity training. I also spoke with the city's human resources department. Director Joya Hayes told me the city's restricted Deer Oaks, the company that provided this training, from offering any sort of diversity training for City of Austin employees going forward, although the city still has its contract with the company. Here's how Hayes described her department's reaction to the training.
We immediately took action for the trainer that we feel like made some major errors in that training, and we asked the Deer Oaks to evaluate curriculum particularly related to these areas to ensure that we didn't find ourselves in the same position. And so I definitely think we took the concern seriously. And we went through a process of fairness to evaluate the curriculum and what we found to be wrong with it.
So Audrey, then what is next for the City of Austin? It says it values diversity training for employees, but what might that look like going forward?
So a couple years ago, the city decided it wanted to hire a company to create and implement a City of Austin specific diversity or implicit bias training for employees. And that should be ready early next year. In February of this year, the city council approved a contract with a Maryland-based consultant to create this training, agreeing to pay them almost $1 million. And the transportation department told me they have asked that their employees be some of the first to attend this new training.
KUT's Audrey McGlinchey covers City Hall. And Audrey, we thank you for your time and for your reporting today.
Thanks so much, Jennifer.
You can keep up with more coverage of Austin City Hall, City of Austin issues, and more news at KUT.org.